so excited.
I need to. It's like a secret.
There are no secrets on the Bureau Insider.
That's the best part.
Happy Wine Wednesday! Sweet people of Vero and the surrounding area, I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, sipping on something gorgeous.
Oh, it's so good.
So gorgeous. Anna Valencia Tillery in the house with all ladies, dynamic, powerful, amazing ladies. Oh, what a luxury.
You know you wish you were here.
I know, right? Well, they're just going to have to listen and live vicariously through our voices.
That's okay.
Yeah, no. Kitty Wagner of Blue Star Wine Bar, soon to be Blue Star Bourbon Bar and Southern Kitchen.
Oh my God.
What's
so
up?
Excited?
There's nothing not to be excited about, especially when you bring me such gorgeous wine. Is this available at Blue Star? Or is this private collection?
This is a Kitty Wagner specialty.
This is sensational. What do you think, girls? Did you taste it yet?
I think it's
pretty
good.
Delicious.
It is quite delicious. This is very high end Sauvignon Blanc.
It's good. Celine Sauvignon Blanc, made by Mia. Crap, what's her last name?
Well, I like Mia.
She's
the way
awesome.
She is.
She came and did a wine dinner with us at Undertow way back when, and it was on Cellar to Cell, and she's really an amazing cult winemaker. She makes great wine.
And the Carneros region is known for its quality fruit.
Absolutely.
So this is
cool.
Nothing less than
foggy
quality.
Deliciousness.
I need a sea scallop with this right now.
There you go. That's Miss LaWanna Dupree with a fabulous palate.
Wait a minute.
And
that
an
is
amazing
Miss LaWanna Dupree.
Did I not say it?
I know, but
did I not say it with
it's
enough
so
head
funny.
Thrust?
If any of you all know LaWanna Dupree, every time you think of her, your brain goes, oh, you mean Miss LaWanna Dupree.
Miss Sass.
I love her.
I love her too. Welcome.
Thank you.
You look stunning in red.
Oh, well, thank you, darling.
And this is red like the heels for our upcoming event on Saturday, is it not?
It is red like the high heels that all the fabulous men will be wearing on October 25th.
That's this Saturday.
That's this Saturday.
And that's at the mall in the AC.
It's
nothing wrong
mall,
with that.
It's in the AC. It's climate controlled. There's no gravel to fall on. You'll be happy.
You're welcome, gentlemen. It won't she be, cares about
it won't
you.
Be raining.
It won't be raining.
That's excellent.
No
and even if
puddles.
It is, it can't deter. It can't deter. So it's the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event, and this is the big one. This happens really throughout the Treasure Coast.
Right. Martin County does the walk as well. They did it October 5th. St. Lucie County did it last October 11th. So we like to consider them the playoffs. We've had our week off, and now we're going to have the Super Bowl here in Indian River County.
I love it.
I know. I love a lady that can talk sports. It's so sassy and fabulous.
She loves her sports.
She does indeed. Now, didn't you have a bit of a soiree this past weekend at Blue Star? Compliments of Kitty.
We did. Thank you very much, Ms. Wagner, for inviting us.
No worries.
We had a great time out. The guys... they were coming out of the woodwork to put on the shoes. I'm
it
like,
was
well.
Kickoff party. There were so many handsome men walking around in red stilettos.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, dang, look at that.
Look at their legs. Look at the extension, the point brings.
And some of them actually were, you know, they were like really having a good time. Maybe
I
a little bit
so.
Too
little
much
bit
of
too
a good
much,
time
though.
In those heels.
They were really rocking it. If yeah. you're going to wear some red stilettos, you got to own the red stiletto.
Yeah. My partner, Tracy, asked me earlier, she's like, hey, well, how many pairs of shoes do you think we should bring? I'm like, I don't know, a dozen net. That should be plenty. We're not going to have that many guys dying to put on the heels. And we ran out of shoes.
You ran out.
Wow. It's amazing
guys.
What a little wine will do to add to the desire to put on stilettos.
Oh, you should have been there. It was hilarious. I had guys coming up to me. And, you know, because we're closing down. And so I had a lot of guys coming up to me and going, hey, Kitty, I haven't seen you in forever. Check it out. I got the shoes on. I'm like, they were like little
They're
kids.
They're so proud of themselves.
It was awesome. They were walking around. They were having walk-offs. Did you see that?
Did
you see Fred and the other guy doing the walk-off?
Oh, I did.
It was right out of Zoolander. It was awesome.
Right out of
Hilarious.
Zoolander. That is the great flick.
Yes, it was a great space to do everything. Kitty's Blue Star had so much space. We had a selfie booth, and we had the guys were competing against each other with their sexy legs. And
oh, fun.
They were trying to raise money that way. The crowd was great. Tumbleweed was playing. They were very gracious to us
Live
that night as
music
well.
Music nightly.
Unbelievable, because that's your friend that you absolutely love, Tony Rodriguez.
Oh, I do
from
love
Mojo
Tony.
Sandwich has
My
paired
drummer.
Up with Dave
He's
Scott
amazing.
From Wiley Nash and Lily the Vaughn Band.
Awesome
it's
head
like
rock that he does.
It's like a super group, bam, bam, Tumbleweed. They're off the charts.
They were great.
Oh, how fun. How perfect. Now, great. Let's talk about this, though, Luana, because obviously this Saturday, are the walkers all lined up or can people still participate? How is this working on Saturday?
No, they can register up until the day of the event.
It starts at 10:30.
Registration starts at 10:30. The ceremony, opening ceremony will start about 11 o'clock. So you got time to get there, get your shoes on, take a few photos. We will have food there, breakfast. It's a little late, but we'll still have coffee, bagels, cupcakes.
And get the sugar going.
That's right.
Where's the wine?
Preload you up with simple carbs.
I really, really tried to have wine there because, you know, my two favorite things in the world are cake and wine, but
right,
whatever. But
that's why I love Luana.
But brilliant. The mall kind of frowns upon the mall, you know, in a food court having wine. So,
oh, okay. Darn
so,
them.
So we'll abide by their rules and keep it going.
So if they want to register, they can come the day of at the event?
Yes, they can.
And does it cost any money to register?
We ask for a minimum donation of $50 to walk. So if that's a stretch for you, find someone that will sponsor you or raise the money elsewhere, or contact us. And we've got people that are actually not going to participate, but they will be sponsoring walkers. So let us know. Just, we want you to come out. We want you to support the event. We want to raise awareness about how often domestic violence actually happens in our own community. But, you know, it's one of those hidden secrets where no one really knows, but honestly, 586 reported calls last year in this county.
And seriously,
that's,
I mean,
reported.
Look at our summer. It was
like a
domestic violence Lollapalooza. I was like, holy crap, what is going on here?
Terrible.
Four incidents along our Treasure Coast in a span of 36 hours.
Yeah, that ended up in death.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, it you can sit there and go, oh, it was just that one thing. But no, it happens all the time. And the thing is that it doesn't have to end up in death. It can also end up in... You can get help. You can get out.
Mm-hmm.
You can get help. You can get counseling. You can move on, and you can get away from it, and it's okay. You can put your life back together again.
And that's what Safe Space is for, which, if I didn't say it before, all the proceeds that we're raising will go to Safe Space. They are an anonymous shelter. They're the only certified domestic violence shelter on the Treasure Coast, and they provide you an indefinite amount of bed stay, your food, your guidance, your counseling, for your therapy, for not only yourself, your children, because little known statistic, if 50% of the children that witness domestic violence will end up repeating that or becoming an abused person themselves.
Sure.
So they need that therapy as well to break that cycle. So
right.
Safe Space provides all those benefits to the survivors if they choose to... All they have to do is call. Just call.
Right.
And we will find a way to get to them and get them there. And it's an anonymous location. It's under surveillance 24 hours a day. The staff is there 24 hours a day. They're never alone. And so even if they don't want to actually come to the facility, they can still get the therapy. They still can benefit from the other services. They'll go to court with you.
All sorts of resources.
They'll go
sure.
They'll help you get restraining orders, go to court with you. They'll do all of that stuff. So... Please don't feel like
they'll
you're out there
you
alone.
They'll help you find a job.
They will.
Right. They'll help you get back on your feet so that you are in charge and you've got it going on.
At the end of that tunnel.
There is.
It's important, too, to hopefully, for the women that see some of the early signs,
and men
that see some of the early signs, to be able to recognize them and be able to hopefully tap into some resources and prevent it before it gets to such cases of extremes. And that phone number is 223-2399.
That is correct.
And that's also, if you wanted to go online, do a little research at safespacefl.org. And again, that's this Saturday. You can still participate. You can come and cheer for our men.
Support the walkers.
In their stilettos, bright red stilettos. I could never pull them off, of course, but I am proud of the men that can.
Now, so the main walk is at the mall this year.
That's correct.
Okay, because it had been at the hospital in a number of different places. But this is good because it's been kind of stormy this year, so it'd be nice to have it inside.
Yeah, well, it's perfect.
This is my third year on the committee, and my first year it was in the mall, in the hospital parking lot, and it was postponed actually a week because of a tropical storm. And then when we actually had it the next week, some people couldn't make it because they'd already made plans to do other things.
Sure.
The ground was still wet and people were slipping. And Luana, being the shopper that she is, the next year when she became the chairperson,
she put it
I
together.
Moved it to the mall.
Bam!
Nobody
when
understands.
When the event's over, she's going shopping, y'all.
Nobody
going
understands
shopping.
High heels better than Luana.
Oh, no, thank you.
She is a shoe connoisseur.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
So, do you have so any good. Notable people that will be walking with us?
Oh, true.
All of the chiefs of their prospective cities, the Indian River Shores, the city of Fellsmere, city
that.
Of Sebastian. Chief Curry of the city of
the
Vero
police
Beach.
Guys love this and
Indian
it's
River,
great
well they're really good partners
yeah because
with
they're
the,
tired of seeing it yes. They're like really can we just fix this
yes
right
so mm-hmm. Daryl Lohr is
hard.
Also going to be there
I love Daryl he's
Mayor
hilarious
Bob I'm going to butcher his last name McPartland from the city of Sebastian
mm-hmm.
He's already on board we've got a lot of
definitely people worth seeing.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Well, beyond that, no. You're worth seeing. So get down there, get some shoes on, and walk with these boys because it's going to be awesome.
Very
and you
nice.
Can be a boy or a girl to walk a mile in our shoes.
That's correct.
You don't have to be a guy, right?
No.
Okay.
No, we invite everyone
I mean,
out.
Otherwise,
we actually
I'll have to dress up as a guy and go as like a... reverse transvestite.
Oh, please do that.
Reverse drag. Way to do it.
Please heels. Do that. Well, just in your case, yes, you must be a man.
I'll get a big beard and some plaid and a hat on.
Oh, dear. Well, you're wearing plaid today, so she's got a little jump start.
You know what?
She's got a Lady Lumberjack look going
I know.
On.
This isn't Lumberjack. This is farm plaid.
This is farm. It's farm plaid.
I'm in full farm mode on the build out for the new place. I know Donna's about to be in plaid.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, you know what's in store for this Friday? Because we're going to talk about next Friday here in just a second with Vicky Gould of Main Street Vero Beach. But you know what's playing at Blue Star this Friday?
Ooh.
Only one of my favorite guys, ooh. Rick Collins and Collins and
oh,
Company.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
Whoop. Yeah.
Ooh. Amazing.
Best bands ever.
Right?
Rick Collins.
Yes. Always that Blue Star, yeah. I tell you. She's got a
great
lineup.
Who's playing Saturday night?
That's a great question.
You would think
Kitty.
I would know that.
Let me let you know.
I pay for these guys
Matt and Bruce.
I book them.
We're going to see a little Matt and Bruce. Not your Bruce.
They're
the
awesome.
Different Bruce. Matt and Bruce.
The Bruce who can actually play a banjo.
Right? That's our match. Now, speaking of Main Street Vero Beach, before we go to commercial break, just because I want to give everyone a little teaser. We're talking 25-year anniversary. 20-year anniversary.
Yes.
Sorry, it's Pac Mail Beachside's 25-year anniversary on November 6th. We're going to have quite the soiree. Save the date, y'all.
So
next Friday is the 20-year anniversary / Halloween party with Main Street Vero Beach in downtown Friday.
Yes, on Halloween night.
Ow!
Yep.
Oh,
that's going to be a
goodness.
Blast. Listen, there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't go anywhere. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
House of Charm Antiques. 43 years as a trend-setting antique shop, first in the Hamptons and Long Island and now in lovely Vero Beach. Tens of thousands of clients return with their children and their children's children for their wonderful French furniture and furnishings. Featured in dozens of home decorating journals over the years, Architectural Digest, House Beautiful, and countless more. They inspire the area's most respected designers in their interior designs. Customizing beds into king sizes, armoires into entertainment centers, dry sinks and dressers into bathroom sink vanities. The exclusive seller of chalk paint in the area, come see the decorative chalk paint designs by Annie Sloan. House of Charm Antiques, 4400 North US 1, next to Central Window on Design Row. A member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
With hurricane season, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121. 1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider.
We are. Yeah, that's right. We're going to run this town. Welcome back to the Vero Insider on this delicious Wine Wednesday. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, with powerful, amazing, and gorgeous ladies that have lots of happenings going on. You know, I am proudly rocking out my Fight Like a Girl breast cancer awareness shirt. I got my gorgeous breast cancer awareness emblems
on
my foxy
nails. I'm sorry, did she say rocking or racking out? I thought she said rocking out.
These would never be considered a rack, no matter how hard I try. Just rocking it out. Just a little t-shirt, little Fight Like a Girl. But I tell you what, at Foxy Nails right now, and you mentioned the Vero Insider, you get a complimentary design. And didn't they do good with my little breast cancer ribbon?
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Very pretty.
You can get free flower.
Free flower for you.
But I like the pink ribbon. It's beautiful.
Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. And so obviously there's a lot of awareness, a lot of things as people living amongst other people, just being a good citizen, a good human being that we should be aware of. And so again, Luana Dupree just enlightened us with the amazing things that are happening with Safe Space this Saturday at the Indian River Mall starting at 10:30. It's Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Still accepting walkers, which is great.
Yes, we are.
And easy donation of $50 to be able to enter and walk and then sip on some vino at Blue Star thereafter.
There we go.
You know, nothing wrong with that because we got some great music this weekend. Little Matt and Bruce on Saturday.
Are you taking walkers with walkers?
We're not discriminatory
towards age. That's right. We take them all.
That's right. But let's talk now with Vicky Gould of Main Street Vero Beach because 20 years. Yes. Bravo. Is it 20 years of Downtown Friday?
Yes. 20 years of Downtown Friday.
Always the last Friday of the month.
Yes.
It's like clockwork, y'all. So if you haven't been to one yet or it's been a little while, mm-hmm. you can guarantee that it's going to happen. It usually kicks off around what, 5:30?
5:30.
Okay.
Yeah, 5:30 to 8:30, and again, we are going to honor the three women who founded Downtown Friday. One, we are very happy to be in her presence right now, Donna Roberts Mitchell.
Hi, Donna Roberts Mitchell.
Hello.
I knew she was good at throwing parties. I had no idea you were one of the creators of Downtown Friday.
20 years ago, I was like a little Anna Valencia. I even had hair that looked like that. So,
so this is your future, Anna. I'm very excited about it. You drink every
awesome.
Broadcast. You have a good time. You help people. See, it's a win-win. I'm
That's
looking
right.
forward to it.
That's right. And also Bea Gardner and Bev Paris, too.
Oh, wow.
All three of them, we're going to honor them at Downtown Friday.
Right.
That's awesome.
I
what
love
dynamic
Bea.
Ladies.
She's hilarious.
Bee-isms.
Oh, my gosh. She is so
Get your
funny.
Bee-isms. Yeah. Now, tell us about this Halloween party. So people are going to come in costume or in drag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Just kidding. Just wondering if anyone caught that.
Anna's coming in drag, but everyone else is coming in costume.
We're
not sure why there's a difference,
drag.
But that's how it goes.
Well, we also have a bike ride before that from 5:30 to 6.
Or bicycles.
Pedal. Okay. Bicycles. And people can wear costumes or decorate their bikes, kids, adults. And we're going to meet in the city parking lot across from Jetson's right by the railroad track.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So we'll do a 6-mile, very slow, easy bike ride where you get, you know, time to talk to people. And then we'll come back and the party will begin, although it really starts at 5:30. And we are having the Land Sharks, which was the first band that...
Isn't that a beer?
We ever had, yes.
Is it a beer?
It is also, yes.
Oh, okay, just checking. Is that going to be the beer on feature that night?
That is a great idea.
You're
welcome. I'm
not
quite sure about that.
You're welcome.
I should have consulted with you first.
See?
So the Land Sharks, though, it was our first band 20 years ago, and they've got a great following. They have played with the Beach Boys.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're great.
The posters look great.
They're awesome.
Thank you.
They haven't aged at all in the past 20 years, I'm sure. Yeah. Look at these boys. Look
hey. the Land Sharks are freaking awesome.
Yeah,
they're a great
are.
Band.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to play on the main stage. Mm-hmm. The costume contest, when is that going to take place throughout the night?
The kids' costume contest is at 6:30.
Okay.
And we're going to have judges. And then at 7:30, the adult costume contest.
Fun. So do they need to pre-register? Do they register the day of?
No, right there.
Right
you
there
just
on
show
Halloween
up,
night.
Just show up.
And then go trick-or-treating later.
That's right.
Bam. Yeah.
Good point.
AB, you could bring down Zach and Charlie. I mean, I'm sure they have great costumes.
Thank you. I did do a little something over the weekend, putting some stuff together.
Take them down there, AB, because then it'd be cool. They get their picture taken and their little costumes, and it's freaking awesome.
That is cool.
Is there a registration fee for the costume contest?
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
Nope, just show up, and every vendor is going to have candy to give out to the kids, so it's a safe venue for trick-or-treating.
Yeah. So. You know, sometimes you just get too much candy. I'm like, what are we ever going to do with all this candy?
There's never such thing as too much candy.
No. I'm with you,
thank
girl.
Thank you, Luana. Yeah.
Here's what you do with the extra candy.
Children in cavities?
If you have extra candy, you put it in a bag and you take it down to safe space in case they didn't get to go out.
Oh, but we don't know where it is. It's an anonymous location.
But
oh, that's right.
You know the board of directors.
Well, you can take it to the... You can take it
if I give it to Luana, they're never going to see it.
You can take it to the homeless... You can take it to the homeless family shelter or any of the other
good
places.
Good idea. Good idea, Kitty. She's always full of good ideas.
She's great.
Or you can bring it to the Blue Star Wine Bar because the owner never gets to go trick-or-treating.
Right?
And loves
and
sugar.
And she suffers as well as the staff.
She loves peanut butter Reese's and Butterfinger.
Oh.
Okay.
I do too. I'm a Reese's kind of gal.
Is that
me
why
too.
We're such good friends? Because those are my two favorites as well.
Seriously?
Oh, seriously.
Dude.
I used to steal the little Butterfingers out of the little candy dish at work every day.
Pit of the fool.
Yeah, no guest gets those.
I'm sort of a Twix girl. I can't get enough of those Twix. And they come in peanut butter now, caramel, name it. That's amazing.
I will not turn down a Twix either, but my go-to is the Butterfinger or peanut Reese's.
Come on downtown then. Come to Downtown Friday. It's going to be a blast.
That sounds fantastic. Okay, so from 5:30 to 8:30 on Halloween night, it's 20 years, and so much is going on with the Main Street Vero Beach. In just a few months, we're going to have our Hibiscus Festival again that brings in tons of tourism from all over.
Yes.
And you guys have wonderful business partners. White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery is proud to be a business partner of Main Street Vero Beach.
Yes, they've been very helpful to us, and
we
appreciate them.
We have muscle, and our men love stairs. So think about it, folks. If you know of anyone who's rearranging some furniture or looking to downsize or move things around.
Tight corner.
And we might need you because Hibiscus Festival is 2 days this year on a Saturday and a Sunday. So we're going to have music both days, art both days, food both days. So it'll be great.
That's a good thing to put in our calendar.
That's right on 14th, isn't it?
Right on 14th.
Yeah. You know who else would be helpful for an event like that? Ashima.
Ashima Wild with Republic National Services.
Yeah,
she gives me all my recycle things.
As a business owner, she handles recycling. And for residences, if you're looking for, or businesses, if you're looking for trash pickup, she handles recycling for cardboard, glass, as well as the pickup in 3 miles.
Recycling. You know, I'm over there working on Bangkok.
Dumpster rentals.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I got a 20-yard. We filled it up in 3 hours where we were just pulling out just moldy wood and drywall from the old bar.
Yeah.
You know, nothing structural, nothing like that. But we filled that up.
She came and picked it up straight away.
Yeah. I called her literally 2 hours after they dropped it off. I said, hey, it's full. I just wanted to let you know because, you know, it was like a Wednesday. And she goes, no worries. And like within an hour, they were there. I was like, well, you know, you had Thursday and Friday too. It would have been okay.
That's how amazing they are. So as a business owner, if you're doing any renovation, make sure you call our girl at Republic Services. And of course, the weather is so beautiful. You'd be foolish not to participate in a little golf at Sandridge with our dear friend Bella Nagy and the rest of the crew out there. I'm telling you, tee off starts at 7, and you can't ask for more beautiful weather to just go out and enjoy the course.
Be outside.
I can't get enough
of
being outside.
It's a beautiful
day.
It's stunning. It's simply stunning.
Yeah.
So we got lots in store. All right, so let's see. This weekend, we're going to get a little Matt and Bruce on Saturday. We have Rick Collins on Friday. Woo-hoo. Saturday, we'll see everybody out at Safe Space, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event at Indian River Mall starting at 10:30.
Woo-hoo.
Next week, Ben Prestige at Blue Star Wine Bar on the 30th. I'm so excited. Michael and I are definitely coming to that. And then, of course, that next day is Halloween 20-year anniversary of Main Street Vero Beach, right downtown, 5:30 to 8:30, costume contest.
So much fun.
Yes.
Bicycle ride. How do they enter that?
You just show up.
Show up with your bike.
Yep.
Tune into the VeroInsider.com and support our sponsors. We'll see you next Wednesday. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.